two docks, housing, retail opportunities, entertainment venues, a water theater, shore power connection, on-site housing, and bus turnaround spots. All part of what Huna-Totum sees in the future of Kluwak's former logging port. Huna-Totum bought the property to bring cruise tourism to Prince of Wales Island, using a model similar to Huna's Icy Strait Point. Huna-Totum Director of Marketing, Mickey Richardson, says the existing dock is a great starting point.
What we're trying to do is to lay out a kind of a floor plan or master plan that allows us to drop things such as power, where the welcome center is going to be, where the bus turn is going to be, and never have to move that through the phases of development.
Richardson says the first phase includes docks, utilities, a welcome center, some retail, an area for food and drink, and somewhere for the buses to turn around. He says crafts, nature walks, and other experiences will be available for people stepping off the boats.
Then as we grow, we'll grow off the main street. Alaska, as we like to call it, we'll have an enlarged departure center, welcome center. We'll have different age areas of engagement, so we would call it more like an edutainment-type facility as part of the plan, increased retail. We have this fun concept of a water theater, which is kind of a fun, larger, iconic experience for guests to have.
Richardson says phase two is where shore power would come in. There's not a firm timeline for when they'll reach this phase.
They'll be able to shut down their engines, which is very, very, very cool.
There are currently four ships scheduled to stop in Kluwak next summer. Richardson says a single boat could carry between 700 and 800 people. The hundreds of extra people in a town of roughly 900 is what strikes a chord with some residents who worry about how that will affect their town's resources. It's hard to hear. Huna-Totum was calling from Juneau, and residents were speaking with poor connection via Zoom in Kluwak. But here's a resident asking about how sewage from the ships will impact Kluwak waters. Huna-Totum isn't concerned. Richardson says the ship's wastewater systems are required to comply with strict standards from the State Department of Environmental Conservation.
All of the ships have their own sewage processing that happens on board.
Kluwak's mayor, Don Nickerson, says he's confident that ships won't degrade local waters. He says the facilities on board the ships might be even better than some around the state.
We did some research in reference to wastewater coming out of these ships, and, you know, they have high-tech wastewater treatment plants inside these ships that are coming in.
Nickerson also attended the meeting. He asked Huna-Totum about how a surge of visitors might affect emergency services in the small community. Nickerson says there's an on-call crew of 8 EMS personnel and 2 police officers in Kluwak. Huna-Totum CEO Russell Dix says there hasn't been any problems in Huna. He says the uptick in cruise passengers hasn't put any pressure on the local hospitals. Except for serious cases, he says ships typically tend to their own passengers.
They typically try not to put any strain on the existing health facilities.
Other Prince of Wales Island residents at the forum were concerned about what type of role Indigenous artists and business owners would take on when it comes to welcoming the visitors. Dick says they plan to work with Kluwak's Native Corporation to make sure artists are able to sell their wares and share stories and information with cruise tourists.
You know, as we work through this design process, we'll have more to share as well about how that plays out, and we'll be looking for input. So, and it's really on Kluwakenia about how we engage with local artists.
Nickerson says he's optimistic about the cruise industry coming to Kluwak.
The salmon industry, you know, a big portion of the salmon boats that come in and fish Alaska, you know, are from out of state, you know, so the revenue doesn't stay in the communities. Yes, they do purchase fuel, you know, but their revolving revenue doesn't stay in the communities.
He says he thinks it'll be good for the community. The first ship scheduled to stop in Kluwak is the Oceana Cruise Line's vessel Regatta on May 24th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.